Oh, yeah. Welcome back, everybody. Brand new episode. All gas, no trash. My name is Josh, here today with good buddy Adam.
Yes.
And as per tradition, this is the No Curse Minute, sponsored by our good friends at Game Rage Magazine, where we don't curse for the first minute because I guess that's just how it is.
Yeah. I mean, at least as far as I know, it's to prevent us from being downgraded in the algorithm. And it seems maybe I'm confirming my own bias here, but
it seems to work.
It seems to work.
Ever since we started doing this, the numbers have gone up, but that just could be.
We also use the hashtags and
yeah, there's other factors that could be relating to that. And I'm not sure what's what, but I guess we'll take it. We'll just continue doing it.
Yeah,
I guess it doesn't hurt anyone to keep doing it. Anyways, all right. Well, now that that's over, what do you got today for us there, fella?
Oh, man, this is going to be a monster episode. I think I thought about making this two different things, but I figured, fuck it, let's just all jam it in one thing for the sake of continuity and having it all in one place. It's going to be a fucking lengthy episode because we're going to talk all things nice today.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's a bit of a monster fucking episode because there's so much to cover, so many things to what's that fucking thing from Willy Wonka? There's so many places and so little time, or whatever. He's like, strike that, reverse it. Anyways,
So let's get this out on a tray.
Yeah, nice. So if you haven't come across our podcast, the All Gas No Trash podcast, be so kind in going back in our catalog of videos and check out some of the videos that we've made in the past about nice, whether it was one of the singles that we were drawn to, which was I already forgot the name of it, Brain Farm. But it's labeled like nice something something.
Yeah.
And then we also did the album review. I think those might be the two videos. So if you want to understand everything that's going on, check out those two episodes. So I guess we'll get to the main courses of the episode. And man, what a fucking week this was for music, especially for me. So nice, as some may know, went on tour for their nice world tour, the album release tour that they had. I think they just went all over the United States, but they did a round trip, ended up in San Diego before they ended up at their homecoming show at the Terragram Ballroom in Los Angeles. So Thursday, I hate San Diego, man. I had no service for whatever reason. I don't know why my phone's been giving me trouble. So I went to, before I even get to that, Thursday, I leave at 2 p.m. and I arrive at like 5 something. And I was sitting in fucking traffic because there's construction all over the goddamn 15.
That 15 freeway is fucking horrific.
It's straight ass.
It is.
So I was stuck on the freeway and I had I knew it was going to be a long trip. So I had, a Little Caesar's fucking pretzel crust pizza and some fucking breadsticks. And I was like munching cause I knew I wasn't going to eat. Like, once I got there, I mean, I was going to walk around for a bit to see, cause what ended up happening was I arrived, the fucking drive took forever. I go to
Did you smash the whole pizza and the breadsticks?
Oh no, I actually ate all the breadsticks and then I saved the pizza for after the show because I knew I was gonna be starving.
So wait, so hold on a minute. So you bought a Little Caesar's pretzel crust pizza and breadsticks at like 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
And then you ate the breadsticks on the way.
Yeah. And I had one slice of pizza or two.
Okay, but then you ate the rest of the pizza at what? Midnight, 1 a.m. This shit sat in your car for like 9 hours.
I don't know, man. I'm just saying I like cold pizza.
I'm not saying cold pizza's bad, but yeah. I mean, it's been sitting in the car.
Yeah, it still tasted great.
Well, shout out to Little Caesars then.
I will say, when it comes to the pretzel crust pizza, it tastes good in any format. When you eat Little Caesars pizza, We're talking like the traditional classic, like pepperoni and red sauce.
Yeah.
It's straight. It turns into cardboard and it's not edible, but the pretzel crust pizza is edible in its current form.
All right.
Okay, in its altered form, rather.
Yeah. All right. So anyways, okay, continue.
All right. So my phone wasn't fucking working and I went to like this place called Crack Shack or something. And ironically, they did not sell crack.
Man, what a disappointment. You walk in there. Hey guys, is this the 5 o'clock?
Crack giveaway?
They're like, we don't sell that here. Well, why are you called the Crack Shack? Yeah. Do you sell ass cracks?
They sell sell chicken sandwiches or whatever, right? So I wasn't going to buy a beer, but I also wasn't going to go in there and grab toothpicks because I was trying to find something that I could fit in the SIM card slot. Because my phone kept telling me that my SIM card wasn't working. And I had no service. So I was like, well, I wasn't going to just walk in there and fucking be, you know, grabbing toothpicks and shit. So I bought a beer and I like hung out for a bit because like the NBA playoffs were happening. And so like I was sitting at these benches that were like an open patio area. I had like 5 or 6 toothpicks and I broke all of them. And like all these people were fucking looking at me.
They're like, what is this fucking homeless guy doing? How did he get in here?
So then I asked one of the fucking employees. I'm like, hey, I know this is very strange. And I knew he wasn't going to help me. I knew he wasn't going to fucking help me. So I was like, dude, do you have like a needle or like a thumbtack?
A needle? Why did you say a needle?
Because
now he's definitely like, dropped a needle. Like, he wants to shoot heroin.
Yeah.
Right now.
No. Well, anyway, so I told him like, hey, dude, I need my phone's like being real fucky and I need something to like jam into the SIM card slot because it ain't fucking working. And if I'm not even from here, like if I drive back and my phone dies, I'm fucked. Like I can't. I'm going to be stuck in San Diego and I don't have anybody. And there's also the crappy realization that there's no like, you know, like those old, standalone phone booths. Those don't exist.
You mean payphones?
Payphones. Like they don't exist.
No, they took them all out. Basically. Yeah,
so I'd be fucked. But anyways, so the guy's like, no, I can't help you. I'm like, man, fuck these guys. So I took all the goddamn toothpicks. So there was none left for the rest of the customers.
Yeah. Good, fuck them.
Yeah. Fuck them. So I hate San Diego.
Were you able to get it out with the toothpicks?
No, eventually. So that's when I started walking back to my car and just hung in my car for a hot minute until the show started. So that's when you called me and I don't know how, but my phone ended up getting service back. And we were talking. I'm like, hey, dude, I'm in San Diego. If something happens to me, I'm in San Diego. Yeah. I'm like, I'm at the Casbah. Yeah. If my phone dies,
if I get sex trafficked, come find me, please.
Yeah. So that's when you hit me up and I got service back on my phone. I'm like, all right, cool. I'm good in case something happens.
Damn, it looks like I actually saved the day by calling you and restoring service to your phone.
Yeah, somehow. I don't know what happened, but.
Josh, hero of the day.
Yeah,
I'll take it.
Yeah. So the show rolls around there was a band from San Diego that played that night and they were called Sands and they had like this old, what did they call it? A station wagon? The ones with like the back row.
Oh, faces backwards.
Yeah. Or something like that. But it was like a more modern version, like in the 90s or some shit. And they had this card that says, follow us. We're going to be playing with Nice. And I took a picture of that and I didn't talk to him or anything like that. But and then there was this guy, man. There was this security guard / stage manager that looked kind of like Professor K from Jet Set Radio. Like he was I could tell he was Jamaican because he had the dreads and everything. But he was really interesting. He was like, he wasn't an asshole because this band ended up showing late because of the traffic. I'm sure they drove from L.A. or they drove from wherever the previous tour date for Nice and all the other bands. They ended up coming late. And the Jamaican guy was like, oh, you know, the band was like, oh, man, we're really sorry about showing up late. He's like, oh, don't worry, man. Like, come on in. It's like you can do your set inside. Yeah, they were the last ones to do their fucking, what do they call it? The part where you practice so you can level shit. Oh, like
the mic checks.
Mic check. Yeah. So I hung around for a hot minute. Then the show rolls around and I'm not really too much of a fan of the Casbah because, one, it's in San Diego. It's a bitch to get there. And the Casbah is like, it's a cool spot. I'm not going to lie. It's a very cool spot. It's got like Moroccan shit inside of it, like lamps and stuff. But I don't know, man. Like the sound is, it wasn't that great. And the lighting was kind of ass. And there weren't a lot of people. I hate to say it, but there weren't a lot of people. And I think it's because of the fact that around this time is finals week for like a lot of colleges and shit.
Oh, yeah. I guess
so. It wasn't like a particularly great turnout. But so this first band goes on called Sands, and that might be a band that. I'll save that for later. I'll save.
All right.
They were an interesting band, especially because they had a ginger proper, like a natural born ginger.
Why are you looking at me like you say that? Like I'm not a natural born ginger.
Well, I'm saying that because I thought that would be sweet to your ears.
It is sweet to my ears, but the way you're looking at me, like there's a little undertones of racism there.
No. Like, okay? I'm just saying that, you know, for a community of people that are underrepresented, according to you.
Yeah.
It was rather interesting to see a fellow ginger that was not Josh, you know, because
yeah, I already like this band. I never heard of them before.
Yeah. They were all right. I think they were pretty good. I can't remember too much of their set because, again, the mix was kind of ass. And then there was this band called Pollyanna that is like a pop punk band that I enjoyed, but they're not really like my flavor. So, I don't know. I don't really have much to say about them, but, Nice ended up coming out last as they would, at 10:20, they came out and, what's wrong?
No, I was just looking at that thing.
So, they come out and dude, they are, what I like about them when it comes to their performance, they're not one to crowd please or do crowd work. They kind of just play their music, do a sense or two like, oh, hey, thanks for coming out. We love you, San Diego, all that shit. keeping it short and sweet. Right.
Yeah.
But their music kicks you right in the fucking dick, man. Like yeah, just the yeah. way the album sounds is exactly how they sound live. And yeah, Mimi Doe is a fantastic front woman. Unfortunately, when it came to parts where she's singing her softer vocals, those ended up like getting lost in the mix and that kind of like ruined the night. And while I was capturing their set, it I don't know, it didn't look that good. And it was partially because of the shitty lighting. Like there wasn't enough there to make it, to present them more friendly to cameras and stuff. And there was this other guy that ended up showing up to the Los Angeles show, the homecoming show, which was the day after, which was this past Friday. So this is where the interesting shit comes up. So I had full intentions of talking to the band, but the only person I actually ended up speaking to was Mimi, who is the vocalist, the lyricist, and one of the four members of Nice. And so I walk up to her and I was like, hey, thanks. Or what did I say? I think I just told her, I'm like, oh, man, it's really nice to meet you and everything. Like, I'm one of the guys from the podcast that reviewed your album and we emailed you and all this shit. So she's like, oh, my God. She's like, thanks for coming out to like San Diego or whatever. And she's like, you know, I had the intention of writing a lengthy email, but I'm not going to tell you what the situation was, but she was going to write us a lengthy email about her review, but she had something happen. It wasn't good.
Yeah.
And, but anyways, the part that you might enjoy is that she thinks we're funny.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
what particularly, does she think is funny?
I don't know. She just says like, we have, she just thinks I don't remember exactly what she said, but she just found,
she thought we were funny.
Yeah. She just thought we were funny or whatever, but
well, hey, that's appreciated. I mean, listen, I like, they make good music. So yeah. It's cool to see that someone that we like also likes us back.
And this, okay. I'm not gonna lie, man. This shit kind of got to me. Cause when it comes to this shit, when we're talking about music,
yeah,
And we don't really know what kind of effect we have on people. Mm-hmm. Not to say that we're influencers when it comes to music or anything like that. We just kind of do this for fun and we just see what happens.
Yeah.
But she told me this thing and I'm like, God damn it. Do not compromise my objectivity when it comes to music, you son of a bitch. So she tells, she's like, dude, you guys are awesome. Like, you know, we appreciate you like covering our album or whatever. And she's like, I actually showed it to my mom. And I was like, that's fucking cool.
That is cool. Her mom must be cool as fuck, yeah. Right? Because yeah. Most moms I know would not like.
Yeah, not, I mean, we swear
most,
a lot.
Yeah, most people would not show this to their moms.
Yeah.
That's fucking cool.
Yeah, so I don't know. I mean, I appreciated that. Like, unless she was ball washing us or.
Hey, you know what? Either way, I don't care what anyone says about Nice. All right, they're all right in my book.
They're all right.
they are a certified stamp of approval, good buddy. Nice. Of All Gas, No Trash.
Nice. So after all the ball washing and me telling them how great they are and, you know, we were glazing each other and shit. So this was the other interesting part. I don't remember how exactly we came across the subject. And maybe it was because we were talking about past shows. And she was saying that she played, or rather Nice played, at this festival at the Belasco, which is Substance Fest, right? I don't know how long it's been active, but Pixel Grip has played that festival like numerous times, right? Mm. And I don't remember if it was this past year or the year before that, but she was like, oh yeah, Pixel Grip. She's like, oh man, I'm a big fan of them. Like, we played on the same bill as them when Substance Fest happened. I'm like, oh, that's fucking cool. Like, yeah, fucking so cool. I don't know if I don't know if they've actually met before. I imagine maybe they've like maybe met behind.
Well, at least maybe in passing.
Yeah, you know? In passing or something. But they follow each other, so I assume maybe they encountered each other at some point. But so one of the last things I did, I was like, hey, you know, like I came out here with the intention of like getting your autograph because I do this thing where I've been collecting. Well, not only footage, but I also collect like signatures and I would love to have yours because I think you guys are fucking spectacular and everything. And so I ended up getting her autograph and I think that was like more or less it after that. And then we were talking, I'm like, hey, I don't know if this is going to be an issue, but like,
What did you have her sign? Like, open up your shirt and have her sign your tits? Yeah. Like, what was going on?
Oh, man, I was trying to find something. Okay, that was the other part, man. This is how stupid I am. So like, I had a goddamn Sharpie, right? Uh-huh. And I was going to walk in there. I was going to like put it like next to my wiener. Like just because, you know, like there's a clip, right? You know, there's a clip, right?
Yes, I know there's a clip on the cap. Yes.
Yeah. So I put it on the like inside of my pants. So it's like it overlapped like this, right?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Going onto your pants.
Yeah.
Yes.
So it clips on the other side, it would be covered. So the fucking security guard wouldn't see it because I didn't know if they were going to be sticklers about having like a Sharpie that
Wait a minute. So you're telling me that you basically did like the non-keystring version of smuggling in a Sharpie.
Yes.
Into a fucking event.
You want to know? I didn't even take the marker inside, which was even stupider because the cap fell off and it went through my pants and I got marker all over.
Wait, so then the marker's gone? Like it.
No, okay. It was falling in my pants and like it was just streaking my leg.
God damn. All right. When we get asked by the drug cartels to smuggle in shit, yeah, you're never doing that, right? Like we're gonna have to
shove it in my ass and
it might fall out of your ass. Yeah. Apparently shit just falls.
Yeah. So anyways.
Oh, that's hilarious.
I didn't even take the marker inside. I'm like, fuck this. So my boxers are all stained with like permanent ink and
your leg is just fucking covered in Sharpie.
So I didn't take the marker inside, but anyways, I walked out and got like, I had sticky notes in my car. I'm like, I'm going to get the signature that way because the napkins are too like paper thin that it wasn't going to work. So I ended up getting my sticky notepad and had her sign. I told her, hey, I'll see you tomorrow. I'm going to be at the show at the Terra Grand Ballroom. And I'm actually going to take like video, but the only problem is like, I don't know if they're sticklers for gimbals, like the little handle thing that I have to like, just to keep my hand stable. So she's like, oh, I don't know. Like, I don't really know what it's like for, you know, press or anything like that, or for just regular people to capture photos or video. But she's like, I can put you on the guest list. And yeah, so like that, it didn't even end up being that I got put on the guest list. But she's like, oh yeah, I'll put you on the guest list or whatever. So it didn't really matter. But anyways, yeah. So that's night one.
All right, wait, so you ended up having her sign a fucking sticky note then?
Yes.
Like a little sticky pad, like a note, like yes. A little yeah. Sticky note.
Yeah.
And that survived, like, what did you put it in your pocket when you were done with it? Like, what?
Oh, it was, because you know how, like, they come with a stack of the sticky notes?
And you peel them off.
Yeah, I just peeled it off and put it in my notebook.
Oh, so you had a notebook in there with you?
No. I had the sticky notepad stack.
Oh.
And I just ripped it off the top, and then I put it in my notebook for storage.
Oh, okay.
But that was night one. So night two, which is the homecoming show of Nice at the Terragram Ballroom. So this is actually going to spill off into another episode after this. So if you're interested in finding out what I talked about with said person that we're going to be discussing, this shit was interesting.
Okay.
So I go to Los Angeles, the Terragram Ballroom, and man, I got to say, $20 for parking. It's fucked. Ugh. I show up. There's a parking lot right across Terragram Ballroom. And yes, it is convenient. It's literally right across the street. And I don't know how much luck I was going to have finding street parking and not having to pay, but I wasn't exactly going to walk around the neighborhood when there was all these like homeless people that were. They were doing stuff.
You know, they were doing homeless stuff.
Right? Yeah, I mean, there was this woman playing. Fuck, I don't know what she was playing. She was playing like Darude Sandstorm, and she was high as fuck. And she was eating like pierogies or raviolis with this other homeless guy
out of a can.
No. This was like a proper like. Was, okay. Yeah, I don't know how. I don't know where he scored some fucking like raviolis and shit.
She's just eating fucking Chef Boyardee raviolis.
No. He had a plate and everything. So I don't know. But anyways. So I stand in line and I meet this dude. Uh-huh. This guy was a character, man. Like after every fucking sentence, he fucking laughed. Like it was an aggressive. Yeah, it was like like something like that, right?
All right.
This dude was a fucking character. I was talking to him like, oh man, you got a whole rig up there. He had like the Batman belt with like the pouches and everything, but it was like for cameras and shit because he was a photographer. I'm like, hey man, so are you like the photographer for the night? He's like, oh yeah, you know, I take pictures and stuff.
Wait, he was waiting in line outside?
Yeah, I don't know if
they don't just let him in.
I don't know if he had VIP list or whatever, or if I don't know if he just paid for the show. I think she probably just paid for the show, like a good patron.
Could have just been a homeless guy with camera.
No. This guy was. The amazing thing was that not only was he a photographer, but he was somebody that's been around for, I don't know, like 40 plus years.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And he was showing, he's like, oh yeah, check out some of my photos. And he's like, it's Bruce Springsteen. It's fucking Stevie Nicks, David Lee Roth.
God damn.
David Lee Roth, Bono from fucking U2 back in the 80s. But he like had all these people from like anybody that was anybody. In previous decades, like even up to now, the dude was taking photos of them. He's like, oh yeah, I used to be Guns N' Roses fucking photographer. Like he was their photographer proper.
Wow.
And
like payroll photographer.
Yeah.
Damn.
So after that, we were kind of like shooting the shit. We were talking about sports. He was doing some Gamba. And he was on Prize Pick, like Prize Pick, picking his picks for, you know, whatever events of sports, you know, getting a parlay going. I'm like, oh, what do you got, man? What do you got? Like you got OKC. What do you over under Dodgers? Do you need Ohtani to get three hits? Oh, shit. All right. What do you need now? So then we were talking about, you know, sports betting and shit. And anyways, this guy's name was Jack Liu, and you can look him up. I'm not bullshitting you about the Guns N' Roses shit, but. This dude was really cool.
Ah, cool.
So then we started like sharing information. He's like, oh yeah, man, I'm going to do an exhibit in Chinatown with, if I remember correctly, it's like the lead singer of Devo I forgot his first name. It's Mother's Baw. He's like the main guy. Mm-hmm. He's going to do some type of like exhibit with in Chinatown for Devo or some shit. But so we were talking about bands and he didn't know about Jelly Haha. That was like the first person I thought of. Mm. And I'm like, hey, man, I don't know if you like weird shit, but if you like Devo, I think you're going to like Jelly Haha. He's like, oh man, well, what do you got? Like,
what the fuck is that?
So then I showed him, like, you got to go see this, man. This is like some Talking Heads, Devo type of shit. And he's like, oh, all right, I'll see what I can do. And then, so then we started talking about other bands. And this band that we were talking about, this is somebody that we talked about in episode 24.
24, goddamn.
Yeah, this was January, like the beginning of 2024. We talked about a band. And this is something that he's checking out too. And he holds them in high esteem enough so that he actually told a A&R person that this is a band that he needs to do something about. And this dude might come out of retirement just to fucking work with this band because he thinks the photographer guy, Jack Liu, thinks they're that fucking good. But if you want to know more, if you want to know more about that episode, if you want to know more about who that band is, stay tuned because we're going to make an episode about it.
Oh, yeah. All right, cool. And then also you can go back and listen to episode 24.
Yeah.
Titled episode 24.
And it's around the 58 minute mark. If we want to be precise here, it's at the 58 minute mark, roughly. If you want to know when we were talking about X, band, X band. So stay tuned for that.
All right.
It's going to be the episode that follows after this one. So we had a nice little conversation and then it was all hands. It was a free for all, dude. As soon as they let us through the goddamn door, everybody was rushing to the goddamn stage. And that included the photographers that I met, two other photographers. One guy was there the previous night in San Diego. And there was this woman next to me and they were talking about some of the photos that they've taken and what festivals that they were working. Not quite as memorable as the Jack Liu gentleman, but you know, very cool people nonetheless, and it was a great pleasure to meet them and talk about bands and stuff. And so Nice comes on stage, man, and this show was like leagues better, and I think it was because of the fact that it was a homecoming show that the crowd was like rowdy and rabid for Nice.
Yeah.
And man, like right out of the gate, Mimi Do comes out and she's I don't mean this in a bad way. I just can't think of another word that doesn't quite sound as I don't want it to have like a negative connotation, but she felt like it was something like a feral beast, right? Like she was coming out of the cage and she was like ready to fucking pounce on the crowd and shit. And yeah, what a performance on her part to, you know, work with the crowd and get them involved with like singing along to the songs. And you know, the guy that you said that looks like Cody Rhodes, the guitar player. Yeah. Yeah, dude. Animated as fuck all over the stage. Bass player was on point. The drums sounded really fucking good. The only small criticism I had is that the same shit happened at the Terra Grande Ballroom with the Casbah, where the lower end of the softer vocals of Mimi were getting lost in the mix because the bass was just kind of like harmonizing with her vocals and she was singing too soft. But I don't know, man, that's like if she ends up listening to this episode, she's got to maybe point to the sound person that at certain songs, like she needs her fucking vocals.
Yeah. And that's the thing too, is I kind of think that the problem with like that show we went to at the DBZ backstage or whatever, yeah. Like, I think that's a common problem. And I think they have settings that are just like generic and they're not changing them on the fly. Like, I think that's a real talent to be able to sit there and actively, because you're listening to this at the same time. So if you're sitting there at the console and yeah, I'm sure most of these people, it's like, fuck, this is just my job. I'm just sitting here. And listen, at any normal job I've ever worked, I'm always just half-assing it. Like, I'm not really doing that. I'm being honest. I'm just half-assing it, just okay. Trying to make it through the night, right? And so I imagine whoever's sitting at these consoles kind of like, yeah, whatever. Like, they're not invested in the music. Like, they don't give a fuck. They hear 80 bands a day. They give two shits about who's playing. I'm just making that, okay, it sounds good enough.
Yeah.
But I feel like that is such a disservice, man, to some of these bands, because, like, you're sitting there hearing it. You can hear. If I can tell that the voice is fucking getting lost in the sauce, you as the fucking audio engineer should be able to fucking know that before I even hear it and then adjust on the fly. Because, listen, I have limited experience with that in doing our podcast stuff.
Yeah.
And, like, even doing with music and, like, you know, the live event things or whatever, the live episodes we've done. And, yeah, I can tell if I were not sounding good and, like, cool, I can, like, adjust it on the fly.
Yeah.
I don't know why people just don't do that. But, again, like I said, it's probably because it's like, oh, this is just a job and I'll go fucking, like, whatever.
I don't know what it is. I mean, the only thing I could say is that if this person that was the audio engineer checked out their album and knew song by song what they sound like on each track, that there are softer vocals on this person, raise it up.
Yeah.
And then if there's a portion where on the chorus it's like her growling or screeching or doing those
pull it back.
Do it live. Like literally like fucking what's that? O'Reilly?
Bill O'Reilly.
Yeah, Bill O'Reilly.
Fuck it, we'll do it live.
But yeah, that was a very kick-ass set, man. It's like one of the top favorite sets I've ever seen from a band. Everybody was sharp. And I think it was because, like I said, it's the homecoming show. They're at the end of their tour. They've practiced enough. They've done enough. And there were some cool moments. There was her crowd surfing. There was people jumping off a stage. And man, I'll tell you what, when it comes to, remember in the previous episodes when we were talking about how I was afraid that I was going to get my ass kicked?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it ended up happening. It is 5 years in the waiting, baby. So there were people jumping on the fucking stage and everybody was mostly to the right of me that they were jumping off and stuff. And this fucking girl, she runs on the other side and comes to my side. And I was like, oh shit, she's going to fucking stage dive. And I turned my back and I duck and I don't think she got enough air. And she ended up like kicking me in the fucking face. Oh. And I'm like, motherfuck, dude. I knew this was coming. I knew it was an inevitability that I was going to get kicked in the fucking face or I was going to get punched in the gut. And I knew it was going to be at the night show, dude. I knew it was going to happen. I couldn't avoid it. And I ended up getting kicked in the face. I dropped my phone. There's actually hold on. I didn't say you didn't hear that.
Yeah, I didn't hear nothing.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. So what is the expected outcome of a stage dive? Motherfuckers are going to catch you?
Yes. Like, but I'm.
So why didn't you just try to catch this bitch? Why you turned away? You know
what? I'll take it back. No, I'll just say what it was. Why I ended up getting kicked because I was recording Nice's set, right?
Yeah.
And I didn't want to drop my camera, but she knocked off my fucking hat and I lost it for a hot minute. And it got all this grime and I don't know what kind of diseases on my fucking hat, but my phone fell off and I had to find it before people started stepping on it and shit. Luckily I found it. My hat was lost until the end of the set, which I ended up picking up afterwards. But yeah, dude.
Well, I mean, did she at least try to get the three count on you? Did she at least try to get the pin? Like, you know,
no.
Finish the job?
No.
Dang, what a dick.
But I hate the fact that I knew that this was coming. It's 5 years of the goddamn making, and damn. I ended up eating shit, God damn it.
Yeah, I knew I should have went with you because then, like, I would have seen that, and I would have fucking ran up, and I would have drop kicked that bitch midair, and then I would have went for the pin, and then fucking held it up. That would have been great.
Yeah.
That would have been great.
So, it ended up happening, and for the most part, you know, I came out all right, and this isn't an endorsement. This is just like personal testimony, but man, I gotta say that the eargasm earbuds, I was standing right next to, I think the guy's name is Ryan McGuffin, the guitar player. I was standing right next to his monitor and I was getting a fistful of like guitar in my ear.
Mm.
And it was like screeching and wailing. I'm like, God damn, dude, this is too much. But luckily my ears are protected and hopefully I won't get fucking tinnitus after their set. But all in all, fantastic show. Wicked awesome. It was a good time to be had. I wish many great things upon Nice. And that is more or less the recap for the end of the show. And or rather the end of night two. And there is one more thing I wanted to quickly mention. And this, Josh and I were talking about this before we actually started recording. So we were talking about
shit.
35 minutes. Just put 35.
Oh no. Yeah. Sorry, I'm like trying to do this real quick. So one of the things that we were talking about was how we sound like scumbags. We may act like scumbags.
Yeah.
But we're good dudes.
We're actually genuinely nice guys, even though we portray like we're shitbags.
Yeah, I mean, it just sucks, man. Like, I don't know if karma exists. I hope it does. And I know you can't ask for things to come back to you after you just did something nice, right? Like, that's not how things fucking work. Like, just because you do something nice for people doesn't mean you're going to get anything in return. And you should never expect anything in return. You should just end up doing things because you want to. You want to be helpful, right? So that's what I ended up doing. And this ended up happening at the San Diego show at the Casbah, that I was talking to Mimi and I told her, hey, like, I don't know what you guys' situation is like right now as far as being a band and all that stuff. I know you guys have a booking agency currently, and I don't know what else you guys have. I know you have a record label too, but I've been talking to this dude and his name is Humbert Luna. And he's part of the New Altitude, you know, public relations agency.
The one that's involved with Pixel Grip.
Pixel Grip, right? And I was telling her, I'm like, hey, Pixel Grip is on this thing. Sedona is on this thing. I know your acquaintances with her. I don't know what your situation is like with as far as PR goes. But if you don't mind, like, I would like to run your band by this guy and see what he thinks. Like, if... I don't really know how PR agencies work. If they take a cut of your, you know, the revenue that you generate from your shows and shit.
I'll tell you how it works. Everyone gets a cut.
Everybody gets a cut, right?
Fucking bastards.
But my point being is that, look, if we could be helpful, we're going to fucking do it.
Yeah.
So I just told her, well, I'm going to reach out to this guy and I'm going to introduce you to him. And then you guys can have a conversation. And if it's something that ends up working out, you know, great. As far as I know, this dude has worked at a previous PR agency that was, you know, it's one of the biggest powerhouse PR agencies in music or just in general, right? And now that he's starting his own company, or he's co-founding his new company at New Altitude, you know, it'd be cool to see you rise up in the same way that this new company exists. You can go on the same parallel path, right? Like, in a upward trajectory and a prosperous trajectory. And I'm like, hey, I'll reach out to him and see what happens. So that's what I'm doing for Nice. Like, I captured their set. I am running their band by this PR agency so that they can get more publicity and get out there and have more people listen to them. Cause I think they should end up at Warped Tour, dude. I think they should be at Coachella. I think they should be at all major punk festivals. This band should be everywhere, man. And like, that's what we're here to do, is basically to help artists in every way possible. We're also going to equally criticize them and be just as harsh, because there's something about bands that we believe in them, right? And, you know, we're trying to be as honest as possible. And this is the good side of us, the nasty part where we're saying mean shit, but it's also in service of them, right? Because like, who's actually going to be honest with you? Everybody tells you how great you are and everything, and we're honest and we say, hey, we don't like this shit. People came at us because we said LA Witch fucked up their latest album, but like,
man,
that's how we genuinely felt.
Yeah,
but again, it's ultimately to be our voice is, you know, whatever it is, and regardless of like how it's perceived, we're trying to be helpful. And this is what we've been. This is what we've done to be helpful to Nice. Like,
yeah. So, anyways, was that it?
Yep.
Oh, perfect. All right. Well, check out the next episode where we go into detail about whatever Adam was talking about. The specific band that Adam was talking about with that
John photographer.
Wait, what's his name?
Jack Lou.
Jack Lou.
Jack Lou.
Jack Lou.
L-U-E.
Yeah,
that's and. Guns N' Roses and all.
Yeah.
And you'll see what happens.
Yeah, you'll see. You'll see the next episode. So anyways, all right. Well, stay tuned and, you know, go fuck yourselves.